everyone. This is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 10, Bucket List, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside, also starring Norb Wessels and Zachariah Zebediah.
Is the sketch ready?
Jesus.
Let me see. Oh, wow. We did it. This has to be it, right? The smoking gun?
It's big, all right.
Big? Sam, it's huge. This looks just like...
It looks just like McKenna Thorne. Well, not exactly. The hair's the wrong color and length.
A wig, maybe?
And the scar on her face?
Maybe that was a mistake.
It's pretty prominent. Most people wouldn't see a scar where there wasn't one.
Still, maybe makeup?
Why would she paint a scar on her face?
Well, why would she slaughter her parents?
Touché.
We've got her, right? Matching shoe size, the hair, this sketch.
It's not enough.
You're serious?
Can you imagine this case in court? She has the same shoe size and a facial resemblance to the killer. Okay, sure. The hair is pointless. The sketch isn't an exact match, and where is the weapon? I looked in her room. It wouldn't be easy to hide such a large weapon. Where the hell would she even get a poleaxe or whatever the hell it is?
Renfair?
Since I'm tired of their speculations, let's be clear that it was a scythe. As tall as she is, forged from a single piece of iron. The Reaper, indeed.
And what about the dogs? The family golden retriever did not maul the Thorns. Where is she hiding these dogs that she sent after her parents and her brother?
I don't know, but we can find out.
Exactly. And we need to find out before we arrest her. We can't tip our hand.
Sam, I don't mean any disrespect here, but is that your call?
Excuse me?
Shouldn't the DA decide on an arrest warrant?
We'll update her.
But don't you think...
What? What is the issue here, Ron?
It's just that... I mean, with you being so close to Thomas and all, do you think...
My judgment is clear.
Sam, I just meant
it's that... It's Detective Mulligan.
Got it.
Go show the witness that photo of the Thorns that has McKenna and Thomas in it. Tell him you're just verifying the victims were the ones he saw. Pay attention to whether or not he reacts to seeing McKenna.
Sure. That's a good idea.
Afterward, cut him loose. I'm going to make some phone calls and write up what we discovered. Then we should both grab some sleep. I have a feeling tomorrow is going to be a big day.
A big day? Oh, you have no idea. Tomorrow will change everything. what would you do with your last night in a familiar world? Your last night wrapped safely in your own bed. McKenna and her friends are about to find out. And don't worry, Sam. Your last safe night is coming too.
Tangy, do you think we can get a minute alone?
Yeah, of course. I'll be in the other room, listening to the police scanner.
What the web-headed fuck just happened?
Mac killed that guy.
Nissa!
Mac killed her parents.
No way.
How are you denying this? Did you or did you not just watch that video?
It was a blurry, shaky video.
It was a video of Mac murdering someone.
Prove it!
It was Mac!
No! I mean, prove the guy was murdered.
What?
Did they ever find his body? Do we actually see him die in the video? This could have been easily staged.
That's absurd. Mac isn't going out at night making indie horror films.
Who says that's Mac anyways?
You saw her! You heard her.
The hair was completely wrong.
It was pulled back.
And blonde. And longer than Mac's.
So she wore a wig. What about her voice?
Something was off about it.
Probably just the video. It was Mac. We see her on the daily. We know what she looks like. What she sounds like.
Yeah. And we also know her. As in, she would never murder anyone. Least of all her parents.
How can you deny the facts?
I don't see facts. I see shitty video of someone who kinda looks and sounds like Mac. How can you betray her like this?
I think the betrayal came when she started murdering people.
Maybe he deserved it. He seemed like he was a creep.
I'm confused. Are you saying Mac isn't the killer in the video, or that she is, but it's okay because she killed an asshole?
I don't know what I'm saying. I need some air. This place is making me claustrophobic.
Alfie, wait. Trust me. I don't want this to be Mac any more than you do.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that.
What I want isn't relevant. We have facts in front of us.
You want facts? Okay. When was that video made?
The Saturday after the Thorns were killed. Technically, Sunday morning. It was 2 a.m.
Yeah? And where was Mac that night?
That night was the night we met Shaylee. We walked her home, picked up my car, and drove back to Mac's. We stayed until just after 1 and then left.
So, you're telling me that in less than an hour, Mac, who doesn't own a car, changed into an outfit we've never seen before, put on a wig, biked downtown, stashed her bike, and walked down the street where she murdered a guy with a crazy-ass knife?
You can make it downtown in 20 minutes.
In a car! On the highway! You think she rode her bike on the highway? It would take at least an hour biking by the back roads.
Maybe she took Thomas's truck. Just because she doesn't have a license doesn't mean she can't drive.
Thomas wasn't home yet. Even if he got back right after we left, it's a very tight timeline.
What's a more logical explanation?
Someone out there looks like Mac. Kinda sounds like her too. But that is not our Mac.
Alfie.
What are you gonna do? Go to the cops? They'll arrest her.
Maybe they should. Find out what this is all about.
No. No, we need to know for sure before we throw her under the prison bus.
What else do you need to convince you?
I don't know. More.
Okay. Fine. We're still here. We still have this equipment. You want more evidence? Let's go to the source.
Thanks for coming to movie night, Shaylee. It was really fun. I'm not even tired.
I had fun too, but I'm pretty knackered.
Knackered?
Tired. Just something my mom used to say.
Do you need a ride home?
I'm good, thanks.
You sure?
She said she was good. I'll walk with you a bit, Shaylee.
Okay then. Have a good night. Be careful.
Thanks for everything. Bye, Thomas.
I'm sorry he's so overprotective.
It's fine. He was attacked not long ago, right? It makes sense.
Yeah, still.
His concern isn't an inconvenience. I wish I had a brother to be concerned about me.
Shit. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Hey, are you tired?
It's 10 p.m. and I don't open tomorrow. I'm so not tired.
You want to go somewhere?
I thought you were, knackered. Knackered? Knockered. Knockered.
I suddenly feel re-energized. Come on, I want to show you something.
McKenna and Shaylee head out, while Sam heads in. Back to her quiet little house on her quiet little street. Well, it will be quiet for another couple hours, until the shooting starts.
Thomas, is everything okay?
Hey, Sam. Yeah, everything's fine. I just, wanted to say hi.
Oh. Hi.
So, how was your day?
Busy. It was busy. Had a lot to do.
I hope it was productive.
Yeah, things happened.
Hey, I know it's late, but I was wondering if you're free. Thought maybe I could swing by. I wouldn't stay long.
Oh, I guess.
It's cool if you're busy. You won't hurt my feelings.
No, it's not. It's just been a weird day. Still kind of weird.
Is everything okay? Look, I'm sorry for being forward. I so don't have to come over.
No, everything is fine. Hey, is, McKenna home?
She stepped out, but she'll probably be back any minute.
You know what? You should come over. That sounds great.
Lovely. I'll see you in a couple minutes.
What are you doing?
This was your idea, remember? Go directly to the source and find out what the cops know.
Yeah, but I have a lot of ideas. Most of them are very, very bad.
This might help us contextualize the video.
It might also get us arrested. You're hacking a police department.
Technically, I'm just hacking a detective's laptop.
You're hacking Sam?
Her personal computer. When they led us through the station, I saw she had her laptop open on her desk. Her desktop monitor was off. I bet she just uses her laptop for everything.
And you think she has her evidence on there?
Maybe evidence. Maybe suspicions. Who knows? But if we combine what we know with what she knows, we might come up with some answers. Answers you may need to accept.
I will accept any answers that prove Mac is innocent.
You know what? I'm just gonna work on this.
Fine.
I don't want to argue.
Yeah. Do whatever you have to clear her name. We owe her that as friends.
I've never been over this way before.
Most people don't come here, at least at night. It's an industrial park, but half the buildings are vacant.
It feels like the middle of nowhere. How is this so close to my house?
Our circles are a lot smaller than we think. This is your town, but how much of it do you actually visit?
Not much, I guess.
Exactly. Just past the industrial park, there's a junkyard.
No way.
That's not what we're here for. Maybe another day. Look over there.
Hey, that's the water tower. You can see it from the highway. I never really thought about where it was exactly.
Come on, let's go.
Up?
Of course. You're not afraid of heights, are you?
Afraid is a strong word. I would say I'm appropriately concerned about things that can kill me.
So you're not afraid of heights. You're concerned with falling.
Can't fall if you don't climb.
I won't let you fall. Promise.
Are you gonna cross your heart? Because then I'll totally believe you.
Don't you trust me?
I don't trust anyone. It's my shtick.
Well, I'm going up. You can go back if you like.
You're an asshole.
I'm sorry, what was that? I can't hear you on account of climbing this awesome tower. Come closer.
Proving my point.
Damn it.
How much future pain and death would be spared if she did fall? She's not going to, but it would be a lot. Pity.
Thomas.
Hey, Sam.
Come on in.
is that a gun in your holster? Or are you just... Nope. No, that's a gun.
Sorry. I've been working since I got home. Typing reports and going through findings. I guess I forgot to take it off.
No problem. I'll be on my best behavior.
Yeah.
So, you said today was a weird day. Want to share?
Well, I mean, yeah, I do, but I shouldn't.
Classified?
Something like that.
Gotcha. So, we had a movie night. Shaylee came over. Have you ever seen Oliver? It's one of my...
Where was McKenna the night you were attacked?
Huh?
I want to make sure that she isn't being targeted.
Oh, she was out that night. She got home just after I did.
So she was out when the dogs came after you?
Yeah, she must have been. What does that mean?
Well, if your family's being targeted, it means you were each potential victims that night. Whoever controls the dogs singled you out specifically over her.
I guess that's true. It's a good thing, too, because I had my truck. McKenna was on her bike. She might not have gotten away.
Right.
You're making me worry about her. Maybe I should see where she is.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you worry. I'm fixating right now. That's rude. What was it that you wanted to do?
Nothing really. Shaylee was talking about us tonight, and it made me want to see you.
Us? What did she say?
That we were making eyes at each other at my birthday dinner.
What? There were no eyes.
Literally my exact words.
That's just crazy talk.
Yeah. Is it crazy, though?
I wasn't making eyes.
No, I get it. But is the thought of it so crazy?
Thomas Thorne, are you flirting with me?
There's a strong possibility.
Is that why you came over here? To flirt with me?
To finally stop wondering.
Wondering what?
What it would be like to kiss you. Can I kiss you, Sam?
This view is amazing.
I hoped you'd like it.
Even the headlights racing down the highway are mesmerizing from up here.
Everything is more beautiful at night.
And from a distance.
Details can be beautiful, too.
I was thinking of Nissa's last boyfriend.
You are so bad!
It's part of my charm.
Or you mean you're charming in spite of it.
Possibly that.
I prefer the peaceful over the beautiful, personally. The world on the ground is too chaotic, too violent. Making everything small helps clear my mind, even if it's just a trick of perception.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I forgot that I'm a suspect in my parents' murder for like 5 whole minutes.
Someday, you'll look back on saying that and realize how silly it was to worry.
Maybe.
Well, I would say, trust me, but I know you don't, so...
Shut it.
Just saying.
Shh.
I feel like I've cracked the hard shell of McKenna.
But what you thought was the caramel center is actually just another shell.
Challenge accepted.
Kind of don't want to go back down. I don't think you realized what you were doing by introducing me to another place to hide.
You hide often?
Been hiding my entire life.
Why? What's so scary that you need to hide?
I don't feel scared. I just never really felt right. Like I'm living someone else's life, you know? What am I saying? Of course you don't know.
I kinda do, though.
You know those dreams that are so complex that you feel they're part of an ongoing series of dreams? Like, there's a whole other world that you get to visit in those dreams? That's how real life feels to me.
But the beauty of dreams is that when things aren't going your way, you can take control. Steer reality. Have you ever tried steering real life?
Is this more of your power of intention?
More like power of agency. If you want real life to be different, make it different. Change it.
Oh, like it's that simple. Guess how long I've wanted a reset button for my life? I'll give you a hint. I'm 27.
I'm gonna guess since just after your goth phase.
You're the actual devil.
Me?
I'd punch you right in the arm if I didn't have to hold this railing with both hands.
So would it freak you out if I just let go?
Don't you even.
Woo, look at me, just waving my hands around.
If I have a heart attack, you have to carry me down yourself.
Oh, look, way out there. See that movement against the hill?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a train. Listen.
This was really great. Thank you, Shaylee. I don't know why you shared this with me, but thank you.
You looked like you needed something special. I don't believe in living like each day is your last, but I like to keep crossing things off my bucket list, just in case.
Well, I'm glad climb a water tower with McKenna was on your bucket list. I should go. The peace and quiet is making me tired, and I still have something I need to do tonight.
Race you down?
Remember what I said about the heart attack?
Officer Sitwell, audio log. The witness did a double take when I showed him the photograph of the thorns. He looked at me strangely and kept staring at McKenna, but when I asked him if anything was wrong, he said no. He didn't indicate that McKenna was the killer, probably because small things about her appearance were different. I also called the DA. She shares my suspicions, but wants us to have something a little more concrete. If the witness had picked McKenna out of the photo, that would have been enough, but we need a legit, positive ID. And right now, everything is apparently too easily excused. Sam's gonna be pissed when she finds out that I called the DA behind her back, or over her head, behind and over? Anyway, she'll be pissed. But I'm seriously concerned that she's letting her feelings for Thomas get in the way of being objective. I mean, it's not like they're dating or sneaking quickies, but still, I'm concerned. That's all. Goodbye? Sitwell out.
Uh-oh.
What? You can't get into Sam's laptop?
No. No, it's not that.
So you did get in?
Uh-huh. Second monitor is her desktop.
And? God, I feel like I'm watching A Quiet Place.
Look at this document she was just working on. It's a log of all of her moves. All of her findings.
Just tell me, okay? You read faster.
Fine. A hair on Mrs. Thorne's body matches McKenna. A bloody shoe print found on the body matches McKenna's shoe size.
Oh, see, you're conveniently leaving out the giant letters that say coincidence? Question mark.
Do you think she'd delete that word if she saw the video of McKenna stabbing?
Allegedly.
Stabbing a guy?
Allegedly. Keep reading.
Fuck.
Please stop doing that.
The last thing she typed. A witness to the murders worked with a sketch artist. The sketch resembles McKenna.
None of this is real evidence.
Hang on. If she was just working on this, maybe she's still at the station talking about it. I'm gonna open up her camera and mic.
This feels more and more felony-like.
Felonious.
Oh, I hope you'll still correct my grammar when we're in prison.
Here.
What are we looking at? I don't think that's the police station.
Oh, God.
Is she watching porn?
She is the porn.
Thomas!
At least they're still fully clothed.
Don't kiss her, Thomas! Stop it! She's trying to arrest your sister! This is all an elaborate show designed to lure you into her trap!
I'm pretty sure she just wants to kiss him.
And how do you know that?
Have you seen him?
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Ew.
You should turn this off. I feel gross watching.
Yeah, you're probably right.
For real.
Okay, okay, yeah. Just give me a...
We shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong.
Should I be doing something differently?
No, I mean, this is unprofessional.
I understand. I mean, that sucks, but I understand.
I'm sorry, Thomas. I shouldn't have said yes.
No, stop. This isn't your fault. It's just a prologue. When you've closed the case, we'll start chapter one.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
I'm sorry I put you in this position. I'll get out of here and let you get some rest.
No, Thomas.
Sam, it's cool. I like having something to look forward to. I'll see you soon.
We may as well watch a little longer now. Maybe she'll say something.
To herself?
I don't know. Are you going to let me share the video with her?
I've never let you do anything in your life. You'll do what you want to do.
But will you hate me forever?
Maybe.
Alfie, listen. I'm really torn here. I would love it if you could just offer me some kind of—
Sam!
Did you hear that?
Turning up the volume, she's running to the door.
Get away from him!
What's happening?
I don't know!
Call off your dog!
Holy shit! I'm sorry, Thomas. I shouldn't have said yes.
No, stop. This isn't your fault. It's just a prologue. When you've closed the case, we'll start chapter one.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
I'm sorry I put you in this position. I'll get out of here and let you get some rest.
No, Thomas.
Sam, it's cool. I like having something to look forward to. I'll see you soon.
End of the hunt.
Hello?
Hi, little brother.
McKenna? What are you... Put that down. What are you doing?
Reclamation.
Why are you with that dog? Stay back! Sam!
This ends.
Get away from him. Call off your dog.
Kill.
The dog crowds its master as she escapes from the gunfire. Maybe you should run away instead, Sam. But he tells you we'll put an end to the life you know.
Are you okay? I shot it 4 times and it walked away. How is that even—
McKenna!
What?
I saw her, Sam. The woman with the dog and that huge scythe. It was McKenna.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.